Right, it's nearly 10 to 5 with Scott. Kanye West is coming up. I'm going to play that amazing Panic at the Disco tune as well. I'm going to try and jam that in before 5 o'clock. Right, I really would like your feedback on this because me and Laura think we could actually do this for a living. Right, on the side when we're not doing this show. This all started yesterday when we were on about romantic novels and how young people actually love them. You lot love these. I thought it was only for ladies.
I still have my doubts.
Ladies over a certain age, like 50 plus. But no, loads of people. You didn't see the text yesterday.
No, I didn't see the text yesterday.
Because you were in Leeds.
No, yeah.
But there was hundreds, thousands of boys that...
Boys
read their girlfriend's romantic novels to get tips on how to be a good boyfriend and be romantic. Girls read them because they just love a bit of romance.
Do me a favour.
Seriously, we have people 19, 20, 21... all texting in yesterday saying they read these romantic novels. So earlier on in the office, me and Laura, as Stephanie Black, have written a romantic novel called A Long Hot Summer, and we'd like to reenact chapter one for you right now on Radio 1. I'd like your feedback. Obviously, we're new to this, so 81199. Let me know if this does it for you. He took her delicate hand in his and pressed his lips to hers.
I'll never forget this moment, this summer,
he said breathlessly.
But when will I see you again? What will become of our love?
She whispered, quivering with pleasure. Tyler swept her up into his arms and she felt her heart dance, beating wildly with desire. He softly brushed her hair from her face and replied in his husky Mediterranean way.
I'll never forget you, Susan. It will always be summer in my heart.
You've opened my eyes to a whole new world I never thought I'd experience myself.
And I'll never forget a single second of our time together. You were perfect.
And she was. It was like a moment out of time. She stood against him, without a protest, without a sound. Her legs felt unsteady.
Oh, Tyler!
Oh, Susan.
She nuzzled her smiling face into his downy chest. Susan couldn't bring herself to say anything more. The moment was perfect. As the sun set in the warm haze of the evening, a solitary tear fell from her eyes of blue. Surely this wasn't the end.
And that was A Long Hot Summer, Chapter 1.
Steve feels all warm as he's driving. Yeah, that's done it for me. That's from Carl in Bristol. Pathetic. From Si in Stockport. Someone needs a cold shower.
Somebody wants to be sick.
You've got a very downy chest, haven't you?
I thought some of my kind of stage directions were a bit strange there.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
Well, I'm in...